So many writers think that if they wake up every day and they sit down at their desk and they write at something every day, that they're a writer and that they're not. And that's very true. They're a writer. But writers, stenographers are writers too. So art is a lot less forceful of a thing. You know, it's not something that you can just sit there and demand to come out.
Justin Townes Earl doesn't seem to struggle his way through art, though his sound may come straight from the best traditions of Nashville and Memphis. Justin Townes Earl is a New York City guy, so when he sings a train song, it's also about the MTA. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. After dropping out of middle school and some serious problems with drug addiction, Justin Townes Earl found his path in music. Not that it's a huge surprise considering his dad is Steve Earl and that he was partly named after Townes Van Zandt. Regardless of the pressures either of those situations could cause, Justin has an ease to his music that stands alone. And while splitting his time between New York City, Nashville, and the road, Justin is absorbing the history and techniques of his craft and bending them to fit his style. Turns out Justin Townes Earl wrote his new album, Harlem River Blues, in the order it appears on the record. This is unusual, so when he came to visit Studio A, host Claudia Marshall got to ask him how and why he did that.
Well, it's just, I think that it's easier to know where you're going next. I mean, it's easier to control the sequence and the flow of the record if you write it in sequence. I mean, it's definitely, it poses a challenge. I mean, it wouldn't be anything that I would suggest, like, for most writers to do, because it would drive most of them insane. But it kind of works for me.
Well, did it drive you insane at the time?
I mean, no, it didn't. I mean, you just have to be patient. That's the thing, is I think so many people lack patience.
I'm tired of laying in bed, listening to the water run. Ceiling's falling in, baby's dress is covered in dust. So I don't care what it costs. Baby, dust that old thing off. Yeah, it's one more night in Brooklyn. Baby, we're getting lost. I ain't taking you home, but I found a little place that'll do. It'll never match the beauty of a Tennessee spring, but it's something new.
I always think it's interesting, a guy who can make countrified music living in New York City. I don't know why you couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you certainly must get great material for writing, just walking around the streets.
It's very good. I mean, yeah, it's one of the, it's a very, it delivers.
Are you one of those guys that sits in a coffee house and you're creeping us out by watching us, or is that you?
No, I sit in the park and do that.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Aw, you're the creepy guy in the park with a notebook.
Yeah, and it's better than, like, Tom Waits. He was the creepy guy in front of the bank. For a while, when he was young, he used to he evidently used to sit in front of a bank on Hollywood Boulevard all day. Evidently for quite a while, like for several months, he would show up there early in the morning and sit down, and he would just sit there on Hollywood Boulevard and watch everybody walk by all day.
Oh man, well, you'd probably get a lot of material that way, I would think.
I'd say in the 1960s on Hollywood Boulevard, late 1960s, so you'd get quite an eyeful.
Well, I'm just a lonely traveler and I don't know where I'm bound. Oh, but if I keep moving, then I know it, I'll be found. I'll climb high top of mountain. Coffee holds a crown, but until that day, keep on wondering. Well, now in this world of wonders, there are trials he must know, and there are troubles he must meet. He must stare in the eyes of evil, know that he is free to do good. Lord, call. always keep on wandering.
That's Wandering and One More Night in Brooklyn, played live by Justin Townes Earl. His new album is called Harlem River Blues. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.